The ships ended up in Buffalo Wednesday when the Ferry Street lift bridge broke down and kept them from sailing the Black Rock Canal to North Tonawanda. The Nina, handmade without power tools, is considered the most historically correct Columbus replica ever built. Captain Steven Sanger says a lot of people are surprised that it's not very big.
But, you know, big for the time, though. You know, this is over 520 years ago. And so you're looking at, you know, what we call space shuttles of the 1400s. So, you know, Columbus made four voyages on ships these size. Yeah, and survived them all.
Senior Captain Morgan Sanger has been with the Columbus Foundation nearly 30 years. He not only sails the ships, Sanger helped build them both in Brazil. He says the goal is to educate people about history.
We've been doing this. The Foundation's been raising funds for the construction since 1986. And now the ships, since they were launched, have to make their own money by tickets and whatever, charters, movies, whatever.
The Nina and the Pinta are open for tours today through Tuesday, June 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Erie Basin Marina. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.